Russell's performance today was, I suppose, less than ideal. He came into this on the back of a really arduous and tiresome qualification period, which lasted the guts of nearly 8 weeks. Traveling around the world and just trying to gain points for qualification. So himself and like others who went through that process come into the Olympics with not that much preparation in terms of getting themselves in the best possible shape to compete. And at this level, if you're not in a position to compete at that highest level, you can get exposed. But today was tough conditions. Even though we had a 6:30 start, we're still upwards coming close to 30 degrees. And so it was really humid. Not as humid as it has been the last couple of days. Typically, Russell will be a very, very good front pack swimmer. But a really, really fast swim today and come out kind of near the back of the mid pack, which meant he missed the front pack on the bike, which left it really, really hard to try and make up any places in terms of the bike. If you're not within that front group and they're moving pretty well, it's very, very hard to make up time in that. And then obviously the 10K run at the very end to top that off was, as you can imagine, pretty tough in these conditions. So overall, I would say, yeah, he's disappointed in one sense of his performance on the day. But I suppose it's been a phenomenal achievement to get to his first Olympic Games in the year that has been in the last probably year to 18 months and going through such an arduous qualification period. And so he's very positive coming out of it. He's thoroughly enjoyed the experience, if not the last 8 weeks. But the experience here, being in the village, being part of Team Ireland, has been fantastic. And he should definitely be very proud of his performance and the way he handled himself in the lead up to getting to this point of it. So overall, yeah, not ideal in terms of performance, what he's capable of, but all in all, a fantastic performance nonetheless. And the racing continues. So there's a World Grand Final in Edmonton in a few weeks' time. And the qualification period starts early next year for Paris 2024. So it's non-stop.